Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, January 13th. The grains closed mixed with March corn up 7.25 cents, closing at 524 and a half. That's a new contract high and high close. March wheat made a new contract high overnight at 680 and three quarters, but closed lower, down 4.5 cents at 660 and a half. And March beans down 12 cents at 1406 and a quarter, made a new contract high overnight at 1436 and a half. March meal made a new contract high, but closed $8 lower, and March oil was down 45 ticks. It looked like we saw a little bit of farmer selling in here, both corn and beans, old crop and new crop. And, you know, rightly we should on this kind of a rally out here. Everybody wants to know, is the market going far enough? You know, considering the action that we've seen, yeah, we're going to see some setbacks. Maybe beans go back to 13 bucks. Maybe corn goes back to $5, maybe 490, somewhere in that range. But overall, the market is still obviously very strong out here. I would get, you know, pretty bearish if this was August or September, and we had gone through this drought, but it's hard to get real aggressive on new crop sales out here, knowing that we still have the entire planting and growing season ahead of us here in the U.S., and God forbid we have a drought or some other weather issues or anything else out here, corn and wheat bean prices can move significantly higher. So I'm trading it the only way I know. We've made cash sales on about 25% of the corn, wheat, and beans on new crop. We have puts on to protect what we haven't sold, and we're going to have to live with those positions. We're protecting good prices, very profitable prices out here, so we're feel good about that. But we certainly don't want to leave a whole lot of money on the table if something happens this summer. We could sell more grain and buy calls. Calls seem to be a little bit pricey here. Maybe if we take out some of the volatility on the options, then maybe we'd step in and buy some calls and sell some more grain. But right here at the moment, I'm waiting. Tomorrow, we'll have to see how we finish out the week here. But I don't see anything that's really going to cause us to have any kind of real negative weekly close out here. I think Monday's close is going to be more important. We saw the sale to most likely China this morning. Didn't help the beans out here. We broke as much as 33 cents off the highs. So, you know, I think we've got to consider that we're going to see more farmer selling. We're going to be choking ethanol plants out here. And I think really limiting soybean demand here on in. I didn't think the reports were that bullish on the beans, but certainly the corn was justification enough to see the rallies. But from where we go from here, I'm skeptical, but I'm more than willing to buy put options to protect the downside. I'm just not willing to make more cash sales today. That may change tomorrow, may change Monday. I don't know, but for the time being, we're not going to be making any more sales. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.